Thank you, Damian, and good afternoon. We dodged a bullet. That's the way Humboldt County Sheriff Department spokesman Steve Knight is describing the quake that rattled our nerves last night. Lasting more than 30 seconds, the quake shook the earth from Mendocino to Crescent City. No damage reported. It was
very clear that we're talking about a good-sized earthquake in the upper 6 range, which is certainly quite capable of doing significant damage.
Earthquake expert Dr. Lori Dengler of Humboldt State University said the 6.9 quake was a big one, just as the damaging quake of 4 years ago, with one big difference.
The main difference between this earthquake and the one back in 2010 is location, location, location. This earthquake was about twice as far offshore as the 2010 event. And when it comes to earthquakes, the distance you are away makes a really, really big difference.
Lori Dengler said no tsunami warning was necessary. We were lucky with this one, but she said it reminds us that we need to better prepare ourselves for earthquakes. That means reviewing safety precautions to take during the quake. You can learn more about those on a public access Facebook page. The address is www.facebook.com/RCTWG. It's what you want and need to know about the quake and your own safety. Again, facebook.com/RCTWG, and you don't have to belong to Facebook to read it. It's been a beautiful and sunny Monday, and the forecast for the rest of the week is for more sunshine and temperatures in the 60s. That all comes on the heels of a storm that dropped more than 2.5 inches of rain in the 24-hour period between Saturday morning and Sunday morning. Rainfall totals still lag behind normal totals, however, with the region getting about half the rain it gets in a normal water year, which begins in July. Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District reports that Ruth Lake is full to capacity, and that's good news for Humboldt County. Ruth Lake serves as the county's primary reservoir, and Water District General Manager Carol Rishi said the lake has gone from 55% to full capacity since the end of January, and that's the third time in history the lake is filled in March. Plenty of rain has been good for our region, but other reservoirs across the state are still well below capacity. Shasta Lake is at 41% capacity, Trinity Lake at 49%. 4 local students will have the right to represent Humboldt County at the state spelling bee competition in April and May. Elementary school student Sophia Potter, a 6th grader from McKinleyville Middle School, and Zara Reganas, a 6th grader from South Bay, won their respective competitions and will compete in Stockton in April. 7th grader Olivia Gerving from Jacoby Creek and Ben Moore, an 8th grader from Jacoby Creek, won the middle school competition and will compete for the state title in San Rafael in May. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai. And Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Center for Biological Diversity has announced a $20,000 reward for the information leading to the arrest and conviction of those suspected of poisoning the dog of Dr. Murad Gabriel. Gabrielle has been studying the effects of rat poison on wildlife, and it's suspected that the poisoning of his dog, Nixo, may have been tied to his research. Nixo died after ingesting red meat that had been laced with the rat poison. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. For more than nearly 6 decades, Merle Harpam was the part of the Eureka Police Department, and at tomorrow's Board of Supervisors meeting, the board will take a few minutes to honor the former chief for his service to the city of Eureka. Harpam has spent 57 years as a member of the police department and has received every conceivable civic honor in the long career that began as a patrol officer in 1957. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.